From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries met today in Vienna. Iraq, one of the founding members of OPEC, was not invited. Officials from the Iraqi oil ministry say that's because OPEC does not recognize the U.S.-backed administration in Baghdad as a legitimate government. Iraq, once one of the world's largest producers of crude oil, is now struggling to export its most abundant and valuable resource. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kirkuk.
A towering 20-foot pillar of flame burns round the clock above the oil fields of this northern Iraqi city. This natural gas flare is visible for miles in every direction. It's a fitting reminder that Kirkuk is home to what are believed to be some of the largest deposits of oil and natural gas in the world. Before the war, Iraq's oil ministry pumped 1 million barrels of crude oil a day through a pipeline that runs from Kirkuk to a port on the Mediterranean Sea in neighboring Turkey. But 3.5 months after Saddam Hussein's army abandoned these oil fields to U.S. troops, not a single drop of oil has been exported down this pipeline. Colonel Richard Jenkins is the deputy commander of an Army Corps of Engineers team called Task Force Restore Iraqi Oil.
When the oil fields were secured relatively intact, there were presumptions that production and export would be able to begin very quickly at fairly high levels. What was not foreseen was the amount of looting and some acts of sabotage that we've seen all around the country.
Iraq's hundreds of miles of above-ground pipelines present an easy target for looters hunting for scrap metal and saboteurs seeking to destabilize the U.S. occupation. This summer, they succeeded in severing the Kirkuk pipeline to Turkey, as well as parts of another pipeline that links northern Iraq to the country's oil installations in the south, next to the Persian Gulf. The attacks have presented a serious challenge to the U.S. administration here, which planned to use proceeds from Iraq's oil exports to help finance the reconstruction of the country. Again, Colonel Jenkins of Task Force Restore Iraqi Oil.
Let me say this. The economic stability of Iraq depends on its ability to export crude. We know the importance of our mission in assisting the Iraqis to restore that capability.
After months of delays, U.S. and Iraqi officials in Baghdad have announced that starting in August, Iraq is expected to export some 700,000 barrels of oil a day.
This is a small quantity with regard to the what was expected from Iraq.
Shamki Faraj, an official with the Iraqi oil ministry in Baghdad, says for the time being, this limited stream of oil will be channeled entirely from oil fields in southern Iraq to ships in the nearby Persian Gulf. It's a shorter and far safer route, he says, than the north.
Now it's with the north because the pipeline is very long, just like in Colombia. You cannot protect it. They just go there and it's laying on the ground for 1,000 kilometers or so, so they can do all damages.
The U.S. Civil Administration and the Iraqi Oil Ministry are both working to beef up security around northern oil installations. Visitors to the state-owned Northern Oil Company, which runs the Kirkuk oil fields and pipelines, now have to navigate through a series of checkpoints manned by contracted Iraqi security guards. According to one U.S. official, the oil ministry is also negotiating with tribal leaders to ensure additional protection along the vulnerable pipelines. Task Force Restore Iraqi Oil is hopeful, saying there have been no attacks on the pipeline to Turkey in the last 3 weeks. Engineers say this vital artery to the Mediterranean could be operational again within a matter of days. But even if the pipeline becomes operational, there's not much oil to pump through it, because oil fields in the north have yet to recover from years of neglect and more recent looting. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.